This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tom. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he discussed global challenges with a handful of members of a Paris think tank at the start of a seven-country tour of Europe and the Middle East. His travels could produce awkward moments since nations on his schedule have all congratulated projected President-elect Joe Biden for winning the White House. Pompeo's trip is aimed at shoring up the priorities of the outgoing Trump administration, but neither President Donald Trump nor Pompeo have accepted the results of the U.S. election. The unusual circumstances will likely overshadow the issues. Pompeo's itinerary includes visits to Israeli settlements in the West Bank that have been avoided by previous secretaries of state. Thousands of President Donald Trump's supporters marched in Washington Saturday and some into Sunday to back his claims of election fraud as he pushes ahead with a flurry of long-shot legal challenges to overturn projected President-elect Joe Biden's victory. Flag-carrying Trump supporters, some chanting "Stop the Steal" and "USA, USA," streamed into a rallying point at Freedom Plaza near the White House in downtown Washington, D.C. Demonstrations in Washington and other cities featured a mix of the president's backers, including conservative personalities, as well as members of the far-right Proud Boys group and Oath Keepers militia, in public display of support for his effort to stay in power. Organizers have given the pro-Trump rallies various names. They include the Million MAGA March, the March for Trump, and Stop the Steal. MAGA is an acronym for the Trump campaign slogan, "Make America Great Again." President Trump tweeted his support. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A federal judge in New York has ruled that the acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf assumed his position unlawfully. A U.S. District Judge's ruling invalidates Wolf's suspension of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA, which shields young people from deportation. Wolf effectively suspended the program in July, a month after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against President Donald Trump's efforts to end it. The judge wrote Saturday that DHS failed to follow an order of succession established when then-Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen resigned in April 2019. DHS did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the ruling. The global number of confirmed COVID-19 cases has risen to nearly 52.5 million, with a death toll nearing 1.3 million, according to the World Health Organization. The WHO coronavirus disease dashboard shows the number of COVID-19 cases in the Americas made up nearly half of the global total of infections. Like many other countries introducing some type of lockdown, Austria's Chancellor Sebastian Kurz announced that the country will introduce a national lockdown Tuesday in a bid to bring its soaring coronavirus infections under control. Non-essential shops will close, and the current curfew from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. will be expanded into an all-day requirement to stay at home, with specific exceptions such as shopping for essentials, for exercise. People should work from home wherever possible, Kurz added. The lockdown is due to last almost 3 weeks, with the last day being December 6th. Residents of Columbia climbed to the rooftops of their homes Saturday as heavy rain saw rivers burst their banks and homes destroyed by ensuing floods. In many parts of Colombia, heavy rains have been ongoing since Friday, reportedly as a result of the La Niña weather phenomena. The tourist city of Cartagena also saw its historic streets flooded as tropical storm Iota strengthens in the Caribbean upon its approach to the Central Americas. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to announce next week a ban on the sale of new petrol and diesel. 2030. That's 5 years earlier than previously planned, according to the Financial Times. Britain had originally planned to ban the sale of new petrol and diesel-powered cars from 2040 as part of efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And in February, Johnson brought this forward to 2035. Citing unidentified industry and government figures, the FT said that Johnson now intended to move the data or date forward again to 2030 in a speech on environmental policy he's expected to give next week. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.